NCAA basketball champion overlords the Michigan Wolverines, but should Louisville have had to vacate that title? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
And the Louisville Cardinals are the 75th NCAA college basketball champions. And Rick Pitino, with the fireworks and confetti, has won his second national title.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Well, don't take my word for it. It's Bill Lundberg of Office Space fame, Rick Pitino, and Louisville vacating that 2013 national championship, the 2012 Final Four appearance out the window today as well. What do you say? 319-366-1600, Louisville tried to appeal the NCAA's punishment and didn't get anywhere. So the banner inside, is it the Yum Center, right?
Yes.
Is it the KFC Yum Center or just the Yum Center?
The KFC Yum Center.
Okay. Got to get the brand in there. Darren Rovell would be very upset if we didn't do that.
At a public institution in Kentucky with 17,280 students led by Coach 2.
Yes. The banner is coming down. And Coach 2 may want to look into laser tattoo removal. That, to me, is the best part of the whole story. Rick Pitino had to get a tattoo on his left shoulder that had the Louisville logo and the 2013 National Championship crest on it. No more. It's interesting timing because coming up on the program today, we're going to be talking about the NCAA with Ed O'Bannon. You may remember him as part of Jim Herrick's tremendous UCLA squad. He was the 9th overall pick by the New Jersey Nets in the NBA draft coming out of UCLA. Wound up taking on the NCAA in court over the use of his likeness in the EA Sports video games. And he's got a brand new book out called Court Justice, The Inside Story of My Battle Against the NCAA. Ed's going to be with us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Iowa State men's basketball coach Steve Prohm stopping by the program today as well. We caught up with him earlier today before news broke of Solomon Young having to undergo surgery. And for those of you who have not been paying attention to the Olympics, that's okay because we've got you covered. Alex Kuhn, our very own Alex Kuhn, will bring you Alex Kuhn's Olympic update number 7.
Woo-hoo!
Today.
Wow, that was bad.
Yeah, it's like I'm at the gas station.
I was trying
checking
to do
lottery
the gas
tickets.
Station and my voice cracked. That's kind of what I was going for.
You take me back to
the gas station lottery ticket
middle
sounder.
School days. I'm telling you, it's coming.
And
they legalize gambling. They legalize sports betting, and you can do it at the kiosks.
I got 20
stations.
On 2.
You
and
are
can
going
you give
to
me
be,
LSU minus 3
you
tonight,
are going
please?
To be stuck behind somebody checking their tickets, and it's going to be that incessantly. Woohoo! Iowa, plus 13. Woohoo!
You're a winner.
You're a winner if you're here with us, and you're caller number 6 later on this afternoon. We've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. We're going to hook somebody up with that. 3 locations. They've got one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, right across from the U.S. Cellular Center. And then there's the latest one. As a matter of fact, I was just in the neighborhood today at lunch, the Fountains off Edgewood. So 3 chances or 3 locations for you to use that $30 La Cantina gift card. La Cantina, 319.com is the website if you want to check it out before you go. Baseball spring training continuing in Arizona and Florida. We'll get to the news stories of the day there. But Louisville, it's the big story, Alex. They vacated the 2012. Now, I said at the beginning of the program that I welcome the new 2013 NCAA champion Michigan Wolverines. It does not work that way. I do not believe Michigan gets recognized as the champion that year. It's just vacant, just like Reggie Bush when he had to vacate the Heisman. There's no winner.
I think Wichita State would have a better gripe at that. than Michigan did, because Wichita State was up 8, I think, with 5 minutes to go in the semifinal game against Louisville. They were much closer than Michigan was during the course of that tournament. But this is unfortunately looking like the tip of the iceberg. And Rick Pitino was the first to go down, and I think there are going to be many more to follow. How college basketball rebounds from this, no pun intended, is yet to be discovered.
Oh, I think the pun was intended.
But there are so many questions about this, and I want to get to the important questions, like what you just brought up. Does the NCAA allow Rick Pitino to keep that awful tattoo that he got on his left shoulder? And then a question that 2726 is asking on the Hurtine and Stocker text line. Since I lost my March Madness bracket challenge because of the Louisville win, do I have credibility to go back and collect my winnings?
Look at the degenerates out there. That's the first place you people go with this, is you think it retroactively affects you. I love the way that you think. 319-366-1600, by the way, is that Hurtine and Stocker text line. You can find Hurtine and Stocker on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. They've been in business for over 70 years. There's a reason why they are Iowa City's most trusted jewelers. This is fascinating to me. I think it is just the tip of the iceberg, and they are the first school, and there have been jokes for a number of years about schools having to vacate wins. Louisville is the first school in the Final Four era to have to vacate a championship. So the banner is coming down. They also had to vacate the 2012 season victories, and they were a Final Four participant that season as well. Rick Pitino, pretty much disgraced beyond salvation at this point. I don't know what you do if you're him. I know he's into horse racing, so maybe he'll just retire to stud somewhere.
Does he go away?
The horses, of course, is what I'm talking about.
Or does he continue to fight this and just kind of stay in the national headlines just for the sake of doing that? Because that seems like the cool thing to do.
The way that I approach this is, the more that anybody protests their innocence, the more guilty they are.
Yes.
And I know some of you out there are going to want to read into that. Don't. It's a comment about Rick Pitino, but Rick Pitino has been extremely vocal about how he's innocent and he's going to remember the first inclination, sue. I'm going to sue. I'm going to sue. I'm going to sue. I'm going to sue. I do not like that about our society right now, that the first thing that people think of in many instances is, okay, how can I get my hands on some money here? Okay, this is terrible. Your reputation shot, or, you got in an accident, you got hurt. Your first thought is, oh, I got to get some money. I got to get my hands on some money. Pitino, I'm going to sue. I'm going to sue. I'm going to sue. Okay. Burden of proof is on you then. Let's go to court. And where are we with Rick Pitino's lawsuit? Has he moved forward with any of that? No.
He got shot down, in fact, today. Louisville did. And Rick Pitino. And all the evidence that the FBI... See, that's the crazy thing about this entire situation is, I think one of the first people to start this trend was, let's just say, Roger Clemens. Major League Baseball catches him using steroids. Oh, no, I didn't do it. And then kind of
Brian McNamee was the name of the trainer, right?
Yeah.
He saved the syringes and the beer cans.
I mean, he got caught red-handed.
It's kind of creepy.
And Major League Baseball came down on him. And then it was kind of Ryan Braun and then Lance Armstrong. But during the course of those cases, the governing bodies that punished them or brought allegations against them were sporting groups. This is the FBI who caught Rick Pitino red-handed, and yet it seems like he's still going to fight this.
6657 on the text line with a common misconception, and I'll read the text and then I'll give you my thoughts on it. We keep hearing that there will be many, many more college programs impacted by this, but where is it at? Why is it taking so long? Okay, here's the problem. We live in 1 hour blocks of television.
Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Yep.
We watch Law and Order, and the first 30 minutes is the police building the case, and then the final 30 minutes you get the courtroom action, and then it's case closed.
Yep.
And this isn't as simple as a misdemeanor here or something like that. This is a very complex. You're talking RICO. You're talking federal Sopranos level charges with many of these people here. You have to cross your T's, you have to dot your I's, and you have to have everything in line, in order, for this to progress. If you're gonna, you can't just come at people without the evidence in place. And so that's, you know, again, not to extrapolate from any larger stories outside of the sports world, but people keep saying, where is this or where is that? These things take time. And you got the report, we talked about it last week, Yahoo writing Hall of Fame coaches, lottery picks. And you start wading into that end of the pool where the water gets that deep and everybody's got lawyers and...
I mean, 3 dozen programs, apparently.
And 3 dozen high profile. We're not talking about Cleveland State. I keep going back to that was the program that Jerry Tarkanian referenced all the time. I'm really looking forward to talking with Ed O'Bannon coming up at the bottom of the hour. I got through about 2/3 of the book. I'm not much of a speed reader. It's a really good book. If you like college basketball and you're not necessarily a huge fan of the NCAA, this is a good read for you. But Ed O'Bannon details how he, at every turn at UCLA, he realized or didn't realize how much money was being made off the backs of his teammates, he and his teammates. And it's not until after he's out of the NBA and he's selling cars for a living and he realizes that his friend's son is playing him in a video game and it's him, number 31, forward, 1994-1995 UCLA Bruins. It looks like him.
Shot.
Everything.
6'8", 225.
And a friend goes, man, I can't believe I paid $60 for this video game. And then all of a sudden, the light bulb goes on. You know, Bannon sees like $60 a video game. They sell millions of these copies. So, fascinating stuff. We're going to chat with him. Again, the timing really could not have been any better here with this NCAA story today. Now, I don't want to get all negative here because the Louisville stuff is just, it's not a fun story to talk about. I suppose if you're a University of Kentucky fan, you're enjoying this, although tread carefully
exactly.
There.
Exactly.
But so here's a good story involving something good from the NCAA. And I know this is making the rounds earlier today. Many of you have probably seen this. And if you haven't, we've got the audio here for you, but the University of Iowa women's basketball team has a walk-on by the name of Zion Sanders, who her teammates just love her. And Mackenzie Meyer went down with an injury earlier this year, so Sanders sort of got pressed into action and had to play in some pretty big games. Didn't play a ton of minutes, but she went out and did what she needed to do, and she's there for the team in practice every day. And so this happened this week. This is Lisa Bluder at practice. Is this yesterday or today? I believe this is today, and they've got the team gathered around, and this is it's great, and you probably know where this is going, and if you don't enjoy where this is Lisa Bluder talking to the team at practice.
All right, hey guys, I just want to also talk about something, and you know how we always want to celebrate culture and things that people do great, you know, for our program, but Zion, I want to acknowledge you because you've just done a great job for us, and I am really, really, you know, happy that you're here. We're so, you know, you came here, walked onto our team, took a chance with us, and we're just really, really appreciative of that. So we're very glad about that. We've been trying to think of some way that we could express how much we're grateful, and we want to put you for this particular year on a full
It the reaction goes on like that for a while. Needless to say, her teammates
They were excited.
Extremely excited about that. So for all the negativity in college basketball, there's a good story coming out of the University of Iowa this week. They put Zion Sanders on scholarship. So I'll take that any day of the week over what's going on at Louisville.
I will too. And I love seeing those scholarship videos. You see it every once in a while. But unfortunately, this is what we're going to get for the next few months. And like you said, the FBI is going to take their time on this. The investigation is going to be ongoing, and it's only going to get worse. And I do think that those types of stories right there are going to be important for us, because we're going to get nonstop. And I don't know when it's coming, but when the floodgates open on this story, they're not going to close for a while.
I think my gut feeling here is people in the know are hesitant to put any information out there because they don't want it to come back on them. But the fact that you are getting these rumblings about dozens of programs and very high-profile coaches, very high-profile recruits, guys who are either still in college or many of them who have gone on to the NBA, this could be a very fascinating off-season for the NCAA and men's basketball programs all across the country. And I can't help but sit here. It's February 20th. Big Ten tournament starts in 8 days in New York City. Conference tournaments are right around the corner for everybody. March Madness is now, 5 weeks away, 4 weeks away from March Madness? What if this comes out right?
Yeah, I've thought about that.
You know, Thursday, the first Thursday, Friday, maybe the second day of play, boom, right during the NCAA tournament. When the NCAA is riding high and everybody's talking college basketball, and boom, this bombshell drops. It could happen. It could happen sometime during the tournament. It may not fully manifest itself until the summer. But bad days are coming for a lot of college basketball programs if you believe what's been written and what's been said. And the tip of the iceberg, proverbial iceberg, if you will, today, the banner's coming down in Louisville. And there's nothing they can do about it. Now, that doesn't take away the memory of the wins for the fans. If you're a Louisville fan, I suppose you're probably perturbed by this, but you still got to see all those wins. The players got those wins. Rick Pitino was on the sideline for those wins. You can't just say that they didn't happen. You can't erase them from history. Everybody knows that they took place. I don't know. I mean, this is more ceremonial than anything, is it not?
It is, but I know what's coming next from Rick Pitino, and I know what argument we're going to hear next from the disgraced Louisville head coach. When they won this national title in 2013, there was a lot of chatter prior to that about the fact that Louisville was kind of becoming second fiddle in the state of Kentucky. And John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats were going to take over that state, and they were going to win multiple national titles, and Louisville would become more and more irrelevant. So are we going to hear kind of that Barry Bonds argument? Well, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were using it, and were using steroids, and I needed to do that to get my contract numbers back up, and I was losing out on... We're going to hear that argument from Rick Pitino, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Now, lest you think that this is a unique situation, CBS Sports has an article, 20 instances where programs have had to vacate championships. Now,
so USC football.
I mean, a lot of it's men's soccer. Could you believe that there was a women's golf scandal at Tulsa in 1988? And then, men's lacrosse, track and field. This is the marquee event for the NCAA. Say what you will about football, March Madness, the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Big story today. Now, should Louisville have had to vacate that title? That's our Emil's Hideaway poll question today. You can vote KGYMRadio.com. It's a simple yes or no question. Emil's is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertine and Stocker text line. We're going to get Alex Kuhn's Olympic update coming up in hour number two. Should note for our listeners tonight, if you are with us for the duration, we'll be off again early tonight, 6:45. We will step away for high school postseason basketball. So it's going to be another abbreviated edition of the program. Ed O'Bannon, Steve Prohm, and much more on the way, including your first big board update of the day. It's right around the corner. Back with more after this.
You'll find more and more companies in the IT business charging a flat rate to their client each month, but we don't have that here. I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We would never charge somebody just to have a relationship with them, only for services that we provide, because we really value the relationship that we have with our clients.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
The Honda President's Day sales event has brilliant deals on our most popular vehicles, like the Civic, Fit, and Pilot. It's a reason to celebrate across the country, from the Liberty Bell to Hollywood, and even back up to Niagara Falls. Discover the 2017 KBB.com Best Value brand during the Honda President's Day sales event, now at your Honda dealer.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Based on 2017 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
This is fantastic. The Tulsa women's golf team, when it lost its title in 1988, the NCAA stripped it because of infractions by not by the golf program, but by the track and field program at Tulsa. They're taking the golf title away, and it wasn't even that. That would be like if something happened at Iowa with the women's rowing team, and they said, wrestling title off the board. Can you imagine? I mean, that's wild, wacky stuff. Let's send it over to, that's exactly what you thought it was, folks. Let's send it over to Kyle. He's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State basketball got some unfortunate news today as sophomore forward Solomon Young announced on his Instagram that he would be having surgery on his left knee today and missing the remainder of the season. He said he actually played three games with two tears in his meniscus, but decided now it's time to get that fixed. The Iowa Athletic Department launched a website yesterday, VoteGustafson.com, to promote Megan Gustafson's record-breaking season. She would appear likely to be an All-American, but she's also a candidate for the Wooden Award, and head coach Lisa Bluter told the gym class recently that she thinks Gustafson should also be the Big Ten Player of the Year. Bluter and the women's program also awarded a full scholarship to freshman walk-on Zion Sanders, and you can find that video on the team's Twitter page. The UNI men are at Valparaiso this evening for their penultimate regular season game. There's nothing but pride on the line as the two teams are tied for last place in the MVC with 5-11 conference records, but the Panthers will have to get their first road win of the year to do it as they currently sit at 0-9. They'll try to avoid going 0-10 at 8 o'clock. We're going to be off the air at 6:45 tonight for some more postseason high school basketball action. Last night, we had the Regina girls and Linmar boys punching their tickets to the state tournament. And tonight, we're going to have a pair of girls regional finals. We'll have Bettendorf at Iowa City High on 106.3 FM, the South Gym. And we'll also have Marion hosting Dubuque Wallert. That'll be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, as well as 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
This is interesting. The Phillies are reportedly talking to former Cubs ace Jake Arrieta about working out a deal. Many of the Phillies front office members came from Baltimore, and that's where Arrieta was before he resurrected his career with the Cubs in Chicago. No surprise here. The Phillies would prefer a short-term deal. Jake Arrieta still looking for that long-term deal. Not going to get it.
Not even from the Phillies?
No, because they don't want to tie that type of money up in Jake Arrieta, not when they could wait a year or two and be a little bit closer to contention.
That's what every team is saying right now, and I'm just, I don't know. That's what Chris Raby said about the Cardinals as to why they didn't go out and address their pitching staff needs, and I guess I get it to a certain extent, but pardon me for being skeptical about some of these teams. Oh, well, we're waiting until next year, and I've heard that before.
They aren't, the Phillies aren't even at an estimated $70 million in payroll this year. They got some room, they got some dollars to throw around, but according to Scott Boras, they are, quote, having a dialogue. We'll see how that plays out. I don't know, I'd rather have the Cardinals overspend on it. No, I'm kidding. Great podcast, by the way, yesterday, if you want to check out that segment with Chris Raby. Back with more after this.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
To stay up or not to stay up, that is the question. Those of us that live on the East Coast battle that question virtually every night, especially if we work early or we take the kids to school. NBA playoff games that start at 10:30 our time, huge college football or basketball games on the West Coast, and tonight, Olympic hockey. I've mentioned this a time or 20 before, but I like the non-NHL rosters at these Olympics, and I've long considered Olympic hockey the greatest sport in any Olympic Games. Thus, my dilemma. The U.S. plays the Czech Republic just after noon South Korea time or just after 10 p.m. on the East Coast. Have you watched this team? Sure. Many of the names are ones that even if you're a hockey fan, you have to learn. Four collegians, four American Hockey League players, and 17 Americans playing pro hockey in Europe. We're not supposed to be very good. So this underdog team battles an undefeated one late tonight to move on to the semis. It's pretty must-see, if you ask me. Is there any story better than the underdog story? In 60 seconds, perhaps Tom Petty knew something when he wrote a certain song.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Trae Young. We've heard the name a billion times this college basketball season. The Oklahoma freshman point guard, he'll go very high in the NBA draft, and he'll win numerous individual awards when his season ends, which, by the way, could be way sooner than most thought it would. Once ranked as high as number 4 in the country, Oklahoma's collapsed. They got blasted by 30 at Kansas last night. They've lost 6 straight. They've lost 9 of their last 11, and they're in 8th place in their 10-team league. And Trae Young has been blanketed. He shot under 20% from 3 the last 6 games. He's under 34% from the floor in that stretch. While much of the national focus continues to be on Trae, his team is free-falling and could miss the big dance and one of the biggest in-season collapses we've ever seen. Bummer Sooner. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
When a professional driver with Pennzoil in his engine is racing around, he's got a spin to win. And when you get a specialty Pennzoil oil change, you get to spin to win. Protect your engine and get a chance to win amazing prizes. Visit Pennzoil.com/oil change offer for participating locations. Spin to win. No purchase necessary. Offer ends March 3rd, 2018. Valid at participating locations. Void where prohibited. Limit 2 spins. Open to residents of U.S. 18 or older. Other restrictions apply. See official rules at Pennzoil.com/oil change offer. Sopas product sponsor.
4:36, welcome back in the Tom Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming at you on all three KGYM frequencies right now, 1600 AM, the main gym heard all across eastern Iowa, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm going to be on the program coming up in hour number two. We'll get another Alex Kuhn Olympic update during that time as well, plus we've still got the $30 La Cantina gift card to give away. It's been a while since I've been as excited as I am about having a guest on the program, though. And I'm really looking forward to this. And I was reading the book last night, trying to get through it before doing the segment. I think it's fantastic. You don't necessarily have to be a basketball junkie to enjoy it, or really a sports fan to enjoy it, because it's as much about the case and the law as it is anything. But Ed O'Bannon, the former UCLA basketball standout, former NBA player, joining us on the program now. He's got a brand new book out. It's called Court Justice, The Inside Story of My Battle Against the NCAA. And Ed, kind of interesting timing having you on the program today as Louisville has to take down the banner for the 2013 championship. What did you think about that?
Yeah, that is unfortunate. Thank you for having me on your show, guys, by the way. It's unfortunate. You know, I hate to see the banner come down, because, you know, as athletes, you know, you work extremely hard to accomplish your goals. Obviously, their goal was to win a national championship. They did that. And the actions of others, you know, that just it hurts. You know, it's unfortunate. It's a sad day, I think, being an athlete. Looking at the guys that participated and won that national championship, now they don't get recognized as such. That's unfortunate.
We're going to get into to the context of the case and the what's really the gist of the book coming up in just a little bit. But reading it the other night, it sort of struck me as interesting that when you go back to it, a lot of your career has been tied in to decisions that the NCAA has made, and that's going back to high school, because while you wound up at UCLA, you wanted to go to UNLV, and it was the NCAA's sort of long-standing feud with Jerry Tarkanian that ultimately ruined that dream for you. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. They've been a bit of a thorn in my side, I guess you can say.
So, and this is because I was I've always admired Jerry Tarkanian's career from afar, and there was a passage in the book where he told you not to sign a letter of intent with UNLV. Can you share with our listeners the reasoning behind that?
Yes, absolutely. Coach Tark with his staff came into my home during a home visit period. He sat on my couch, actually sat in between my mom and I. It was kind of funny. He walked in and, everyone sat down, and then he just got up and walked over in between and literally sat in between my mom and I and just wanted to kind of cozy up, with who I guess he felt, were the decision makers. So anyway, throughout the night, you know, he gave me his pitch. And then at the end, he says, look, you know, if you were to decide to come to UNLV, I don't want you to sign a letter of intent. In fact, I'm not going to let you sign a letter of intent because that will bind you to our school. You'll be signing a contract. And we're going through these sanctions, and he had already talked about those earlier in the evening. But he was like, look, you know, we're going through these sanctions, and we might go on probation as a result. And what I don't want is for you to pay the price of something that I did back, you know, when, you know, for this investigation. So I thought that was admirable. That was something completely different that that any of us had heard, you know, prior to, because everyone comes into your home and gives you that sales pitch about their school and their program. And he did, but he also gave me an out in case, you know, things didn't pan out. I thought that was admirable of him.
Now, Ed, during the course of your book, you talk about what you call kind of a mythical theory of the student athlete, and as somebody who has kind of followed this and had a family member as a Division I athlete, I kind of see this where a lot of times your coursework and your academics come second. You have to adjust, and a lot of times it's about football and basketball programs keeping athletes eligible as opposed to getting them an education. So when you see Josh Rosen, an athlete 23 years after you went to UCLA, say something like football and school don't go together, kind of echoing your sentiments, how does that resonate with you?
Well, I think I thought it was great. I thought that I was pleasantly surprised, I have to be honest, because student athletes don't normally speak up on issues such as, you know, academics or, you know, everything that he talked about, basically. And so I was pleasantly surprised, not only of what he said, but how he said it and the fact that he actually said something. And that's, you know, kind of where I think we're headed, you know, in that, you know, athletes are starting to speak up a little bit. And we saw that in a few other examples as well. But yes, I was proud of Josh, not only of what he said, but the fact that he actually said it while on scholarship.
We're talking with former UCLA standout Ed O'Bannon. He's got a new book out called Court Justice, The Inside Story of My Battle Against the NCAA. All that time at UCLA, did you ever imagine that you would one day be referred to as an author, Ed?
No, not at all. And I'm honestly still not used to it. You know, Michael McCann, brilliant man, by the way, had been following our case. Gotten familiar with who I was as a person. He and I had lunch, and we wrote this book actually relatively fast. But no, not at all. I didn't, as an athlete while in school, writing a book was furthest from my mind.
So let's talk a little bit about the genesis of the case, because a lot of people know O'Bannon v. NCAA, and they automatically think of EA Sports. I think back to the ESPN did a 30 for 30 on the Fab Five at Michigan, and I think it was Chris Webber or one of the guys was talking about walking down the street and seeing their jersey in a window of a sporting goods shop going for $75, $90 or something like that. You kind of went through your entirety of your college career at UCLA. The thought never really crossed your mind, and then years later, you're selling cars, and you're over at a friend's place, and his nine-year-old son, I think, is playing the Xbox game. Tell us about the genesis where the light bulb sort of went on for you.
Yes, that in a nutshell, that's pretty much how it was. It was just a regular day, and I was at a friend's house. And his son had been playing a video game, and so he put it in, so I could see, and I was, you know, I was fired up. I was extremely excited. Couldn't believe that I was on this video game. It looked like game film. It was so, you know, just the faces and the avatar was so lifelike. And then he says, my friend says, who was also, he's my age, so he played basketball at UNLV, former scholarship athlete. And he says, hey, you know, we paid $60 for this game and you didn't get a dime, you know. And he kind of said it in jest and we laughed. But then that was, I kind of chalked it up as, you know, hey, that's the system. That's just how it is. And then I got a phone call a couple weeks later from Sonny Vaccaro with his plans on suing the NC2A. And I told him what I had seen 2 weeks prior. And he asked me if I wanted to be the lead plaintiff in the loss in this lawsuit. And so I did. I mulled it over with my wife, and we jumped at the opportunity. But my thing was getting into this, and I explained to them, I'm not interested in, you know, money wasn't, you know, wasn't a part of it. We weren't getting anything. This was all about, for me, it was all about sparking a conversation about the social injustice of athletes not being able to control their likeness, specifically former athletes, in which I was at the time. And so that's where it started for me. It eventually branched off into players getting paid while in school. But when we first started, it was about at least talking, pulling the curtain back on how the NC2A and EA Sports at that time was doing business. And what they were doing was using our avatars and not even compensating, but not even asking us if they could use them. That is illegal.
Yeah, I thought one of the more interesting things was the NCAA accused you, Sonny Vaccaro, of paying you to bring this lawsuit forward, and you sort of say in the book, man, I could have made money doing this too. I mean, it all goes back to the money, which, as you've done a good job of pointing out, it's never been about the money for you. I want to ask you about a chapter in the book, Call to Action, My 12 Ideas for Fixing College Sports. Can the NCAA be fixed at this point, in your opinion?
Can it be fixed? I don't know if it can be fixed, but I believe that there's somewhat of a happy medium that the athletes and the NC2A can meet. I think there's way too much money involved and too much money being made by one side for it to continue this way. So if there's some type of happy medium for the kids to, you know, to benefit from, I know they're on scholarship. I know they appreciate the scholarships. I know I did. And in fact, went back and got my degree. So that isn't lost, but the fact that the athletes have an opportunity and they hold power, they can, you know, I'm sure they can present themselves, represent themselves, I should say, in a professional manner, sit down at the table with the NC2A and map out a game plan on getting some of these rules changed. I think that, to me, is one of the bigger solutions that we can come to right now, and then everything else really can kind of fall into line. Whatever the athletes need, I'm sure the NC2A can provide as far as they meet a happy medium.
Now, the NCAA had released a statement last week talking about the fact that they're going to try and experiment with tweaking the transfer rules. And now, in some of your ideas of how the NCAA can change, you mentioned the fact that you think that athletes should be able to transfer without having to sit out a year. And one of the new clauses that they're experimenting with, and you talk about happy mediums, they're talking about making athletes able to transfer depending on their GPA. So basically rewarding athletes who do well in school. Would that be a happy enough medium for you, or would that be kind of substandard?
Well, look, you have to start somewhere. You know, if the players are happy with that, if they feel like with their schedule they can sustain a certain GPA, then hey, that's, you know, it's entirely up to them. You know, my time is done. But I think again, if you talk to them, I don't want to put words in their mouths, and I'm not trying to tell anyone how to run their business. But what I do believe is some of the rules that are in place need to change. And the only way that those changes ranges can be met, I think, is if both parties are represented and they talk it out, whatever those terms are.
Ed, we really appreciate you joining us on the program here, and from the bottom of my heart, I want you to know, as a young boy, I enjoyed watching those UCLA basketball teams that you were a part of. I think I've still got the Sports Illustrated somewhere at home from when I was a kid. A tremendous, tremendous run you had in college in the NBA, and the impact that you're trying to make and have made with this lawsuit against the NCAA is absolutely amazing. It speaks to your legacy, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us here in Eastern Iowa. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thank you guys for having me on.
Former UCLA standout Ed O'Bannon, the book again, Court Justice, the inside story of my battle against the NCAA. There is some stuff in here, Alex, that I guess you would say is sort of revolutionary, what he's proposing. And as he said, maybe you can sit down and meet in the middle somewhere on a lot of this stuff. But I'm talking about allowing athletes to transfer without a penalty, I think that makes so much sense. I don't know why they don't allow that. And again, it goes back to the discussion, coaches can leave. We talked yesterday about Steve Forbes, the Lone Tree native, getting the new deal at East Tennessee State. His buyout's $500,000. He can still leave. He's not under contract if somebody comes in and buys the contract out, yet the players are. And again, O'Bannon's coach at UCLA, Jim Herrick, do you remember why he got fired, why he lost his job at UCLA? It was mainly over an infraction that had to do with he and his wife spending too much money on food for the players. He didn't have all of the receipts for the money, and there are rules as to what you, at the time there were rules. Now they've rolled that back. We've talked with Chris Doyle and some other people on the program about this. The NCAA says, now they can eat anything they want. Didn't used to be the case. So again, going back to, he wanted to go to UNLV. Jerry Tarkanian said, don't sign the letter of intent. How many other coaches would tell the top prospect in the country not to sign a letter of intent with their school?
Not many.
I can't put my finger on it. As a kid growing up, maybe I liked him on TV. He was animated. He was goofy. He had the towel like John Thompson, bald head. I mean, he looked perfect for UNLV, but I've always liked Jerry Tarkanian. And I think part of it was because he was one of the few guys not afraid to take on the system. So he sits there and tells Ed O'Bannon, don't sign this letter of intent, because if something happens at UNLV, you're stuck. You can't get out of it. So he winds up playing for UCLA. They win a national championship, beat Corliss Williamson and Arkansas. I can still picture it. That was some great, great college basketball back in the day. And then, he's selling cars in Las Vegas, and his buddy calls him on the phone and says, man, you're not going to believe this, but my kid was, he scored like 200 points the other night as you. And you go, okay, he checks out this video game, and it's him. And he didn't get a dime for it.
And I think that he brought up the fact that he didn't want much compensation out of this at all. I just wanted the discussion to change. And just on the topic of NCAA players controlling their likeness, mission accomplished. Think about some of the infractions that these players have committed, as far as like AJ Green at Georgia was suspended for selling his jersey to a local restaurant, and Todd Gurley was suspended for selling autographs of himself, and same with Johnny Manziel. And after this case, I've seen much more discussion about these cases individually than I did in the past. There's no question about that.
And then you go back to, was it the South Florida punter, whatever, who had the
Central Florida,
the punter had a YouTube channel that he was monetizing.
That was brought up in the book too.
Permanent. And as a matter of fact, the book is extremely current because it references what was going on at Louisville.
Yep.
And so, again, timing, very interesting having Ed with us today. Court Justice, the inside story of my battle against the NCAA. Check it out. Jeremy Schapp wrote the foreword. And it is really good. But honest to God, I sat down and read about two-thirds and got through it last night. I'm not much of a speed reader, but I tried to get through and get as much information as I could for that segment. And then at the end, I disappointed myself by sort of going all fanboy on him. He's a tremendous college basketball player.
It happens.
A little bit of a balky knee. fell to ninth, and the Nets, and the rest is sort of history. 4:55, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. And then hour number two kicks off with Alex Kuhn's 7th Olympic update. Back with more after this.
Woohoo!
Cedar Valley Entertainment presents Saturday, June 23rd, live at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. T-Pain, Ja Rule, and Mike Jones. Tickets on sale now at the U.S. Cellular Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. T-Pain, Ja Rule, and Mike Jones at the U.S. Cellular Center, Saturday, June 23rd. Get your tickets now.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Welcome back in, quick out. We'll send things over to Kyle. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Iowa State basketball got some unfortunate news today as sophomore forward Solomon Young announced on his Instagram that he would be having surgery on his left knee and missing the remainder of the season. He said he actually played 3 games with 2 tears in his meniscus, but decided it's time to get that fixed. The Iowa Athletic Department launched a website yesterday, VoteGustafson.com, to promote junior Megan Gustafson's record-breaking season. She would appear likely to be an All-American, but she's also a candidate for the Wooden Award, and head coach Lisa Bluter told the gym class recently she thinks Gustafson should also be the Big Ten Player of the Year. Bluter and the women's program also awarded a full scholarship to freshman walk-on Zion Sanders. You can find that video on the team's Twitter page. The UNI men are at Valparaiso this evening for their penultimate regular season game. There's nothing but pride on the line as the two teams are tied for last place in the MVC with 5-11 conference records, but the Panthers will have to get their first road win of the year as they currently sit at 0-9. They'll try to avoid going 0-10 at 8 o'clock. The Colonels released their promotional schedule today. Kids will eat free and run the bases on Sundays. Z102.9 is a sponsor for Mug Club on Fridays, and you can get a Royce Lewis bobblehead on Friday, April 20th. We're going to be off the air at 6:45 tonight for some more postseason high school basketball action. We've got Bettendorf at Iowa City High on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and we'll also have Marion hosting Dubuque Wallert on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, as well as 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
Forget the Royce Lewis bobble. I want a Stumpy bobblehead like he had at his birthday party on Saturday night. That was a unique, as unique a bobblehead as the individual is unique. Speaking of, we got an interesting topic to get to coming up in hour number two, and I'm not talking about Alex Kuhn's Olympic update number 7, which is right around the corner next.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates.